questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Brother Suhail. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suhail, and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, brother. Okay, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of salawat and what is an abtar salawat. When salawat is sent in an incomplete form, we call it an abtar salawat. So what is salawat? What is the correct way of sending salawat? What are the merits of reciting a salawat? What is the abtar salawat, brother?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. O Allah, send blessings on Muhammad and his progeny. After bearing witness to Tawheed and Risala, we invoke blessings on Muhammad and his progeny. Regarding salawat, salawat is a symbol of love and muhabba.
Yes.
We call it and friendship, muwadda.
Yes.
Okay. And devotion to the family of Holy Prophet of Islam, which the Quran regards as the reward for the apostle of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Yes.
Salawat is a polish, is a way to clean someone's rusty soul.
Mm-hmm.
One salawat may be a very big in essence. When we say something has sawab by doing, one sawab, two sawab, three sawab, 10 sawab, 100, we try to see the sawab on its numerical value.
Yes.
Instead of seeing the sawab of the one who is giving it.
Yes.
Because the giver of sawab is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that one is not small. That one itself can be, as we call, yek jahan, one world.
A world, that's right.
That one sawab only. So regarding its sawab as well, reciting it as full, salawat in fact is a factor in wiping sins. It's a blessing, it's a ni'mah. We have this verse that says, the one who is who has blissful fate is he whose last statement in the world is salawat.
Okay.
God initially sends blessing to the Prophet and then orders us to send salawat.
Yes.
Which is the verse of, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يا أيها الذين آمنوا يصلوا عليه وسلموا
صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما.
Indeed, Allah and His angels send blessings to the Prophet. O you who have faith, invoke blessings on him and invoke peace upon him in a worthy manner. So when we say that send salawat and salawat in full, we know that this is the same salawat that Allah has sent to the Prophet and the angels have sent to the Prophet. From this verse, we understand a few points. One of them is salawat is a verbal gesture of respect, but what is more important is the practical obedience required, as is indicated by the phrase salimu taslima.
Yes.
Second, the salawat of God and the angel is permanent, yusallun, in the present perfect tense.
Mm-hmm.
Third, the salawat of God is nobility, kirama.
Yes.
The salawat of the angels is mercy, rahma, and the salawat of the people is supplication, dua.
Yes.
Okay?
That's right.
It is recorded in tradition in addressing Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, God said, send salawat upon Muhammad and his progeny as I and the angels do send salawat upon him.
That's right.
So these are some pointers on salawat.
That's right. Now, when we say it is an abtar salawat,
yeah,
or incomplete salawat, what do you mean exactly? Are there some people, for example, who send salawat in a shortened form or what?
So we have abtar salawat means incomplete salawat. And as we said before, that the salawat is like the way we recited, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Muhammad, okay.
So abtar means something is missing. Something is missing and it has become a tradition.
Yes.
To be recited in that way, which is Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. That's it. Because I don't want to recite after salat, I will say wa ali Muhammad. Uh-huh. So Ali Muhammad is normally not recited. And that is where we wanted to come to the manner of sending salawat, as we have seen in a riwayah that says the complete from the Ahl al-Sunnah books as well. For example, in Tafsir Dur al-Manthur, it is recited in this manner. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid.
Mm-hmm.
You That's see? Right. Okay. So here there is the part of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and its progeny. Imam Shafi that we have, he has a couplet regarding this. He says, O member of the household, Ahl Bayt, of the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, loving you is an obligation which God has revealed in the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ways that you could say is the same in Allah wa malaikatahu.
Yusalluna ala nabi.
The salawat that Allah sends is this salawat that is not abtar,
okay,
which is wa ali Muhammad.
So our Sunni brethren do not send salawat with ali Muhammad. Is it so?
In majority, yes, but not out of knowledge, out of ignorance.
Okay, so the question is, how do they do that when they are in tashahud of the salat? Because when they are doing tashahud of the salat, they say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad, isn't it?
Yeah, so they continue in
they
general
continue,
because
yes.
It's a part of namaz that if you don't recite, your salah is not accepted.
Okay, so how is it that, for example, salawat over there must be incomplete? And out of the context of the salat is incomplete form. Is it possible?
It's not possible. They have to recite in a complete form, but they might not have seen it. As I said, it's due to ignorance, due to lack of knowledge.
Yes.
They think, for example, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Yes.
Then Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Then the wives and the companions, we have that salawat
yes.
as well.
The
and
Sahabi.
Then, yeah, yeah, okay. The Sahabi and everything. Okay. And then we have this, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. So like if you see in general, we have like three salawat.
Yes.
For which they take all of them to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
For us, we take the complete with the family.
Yes.
Even the one that with the kama sallaita ala Ibrahim to be a complete version, that is say that like we sent to Ibrahim in this manner.
That's right.
So it's like showing the manner of how to send salawat.
Mm-hmm.
So we have in three form. However, it's like for example in namaz, a lot of Muslim brethren that we know, a lot of them pray in jama'ah.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know what is prayed in jama'ah.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they just follow. But one thing that they know is that salawat is there. However, they don't know that there is a complete and incomplete salawat.
Mm-hmm.
They think that there is a complete salawat or there is a salawat of Rasulullah, which is Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. And then there is the full version of salawat, which is wa ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ali Ibrahim.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Do we have any narration or ahadith showing us the significance of sending salawat or the merits of sending salawat? Because some people might say how a sentence can bring you rewards, okay? Especially in today's world with the intellectual mind, I mean the rational mind might not accept that. How? For example, sending or repeating a specific sentence might bring you rewards for both this world and the other world. Do we have any of a riwayah or, for example, ayah of the Holy Quran showing that, for example, sending salawat to Prophet Muhammad and the Ali Muhammad will bring you rewards for this and that cause?
So, yeah, we have some traditions that say about rewards.
Yes.
And one of them itself is the same, the verse that I had mentioned. The verse of... Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. So here Allah is saying So here in saying you can take it in two ways. Either he's doing Amr, he's telling you to send Salawat, or he's telling you to send Salawat in a very blessed manner. So even if Allah is saying something that is not wajib, he's telling you do this.
Okay.
It in itself has a lot of blessings because Allah, your creator, is telling the created, do this. For he knows me more than me knowing myself.
Okay.
So this has a benefit in itself. From the verse of Quran, if we believe that Quran is the holy book and the truth, then even an advice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala itself is enough to say that this thing has a benefit for mankind. Regarding a hadith, we have some few hadith over here that says, for example, we have this, we have a story here of a person that was clinging steadfastly on the Kaaba.
Yes.
And he was sending salawat, but not including the progeny of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that this is an act of injustice against us. The Prophet of God subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who deprive my progeny of salawat cannot smell the fragrance of paradise on the day of resurrection. Similarly, assemblies where the name of God as well as that of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and his progeny are not mentioned will be a source of regret on the day of judgment. This hadith itself shows the importance of salawat. There are some instances that says that if a person only recites one salawat in his lifetime itself, it has a way of carrying his tawab and him in its effect.
Okay.
But reciting more and more is like, for example, I could do tashabih or comparison to when I see you and I say salam, how are you?
Yes.
You see, may Allah wish you the best. May Allah bless you.
Okay.
When we send salawat of the Prophet, one of the things that it confirms is that the Prophet is alive.
That's right. That's why, for example, the Shias, in a very new form and in a most complete form, say Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad wa ajil farajahum, because they believe that the Imam As is alive.
Is also alive.
Okay, that's all right. So, this wa ajil farajahum has also been added by some to, for example,
For the 12th Imam.
12th Imam, Isnashari Imam.
For the 12th Imam, however, the complete salawat is till Wa Ali Muhammad.
Wa Ali Muhammad, that's all right. Okay. So, all in all, this salawat and sending blessings and peace upon Prophet Muhammad and his pure progeny is a remembrance and is a kind of tizkar for all the Muslims around the world that you are always under the watch of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Prophet, and His Ali Muhammad, who are truly His successors, isn't it?
Yes.
That's all right. Okay. Very good. So it's better to finish our program with reciting one salawat. Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad
wa ajil farajahum. Inshallah, Allah, He hasten with reappearance of Imam As ajalallah. And sending salawat with him, along with him, inshallah, in the mosque. Thank you very much, Brother Sohail, for a nice elaboration about what is Abtar Salawat, how to recite complete salawat, and the merits of reciting salawat. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page, to another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن غير حسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان